This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The U.S. Senate chamber will be transformed into an impeachment court starting today. AP Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The Senate will receive a message from the House of Representatives.
The House formally handed over the impeachment case yesterday after a dramatic procession across the Capitol. Today, more drama.
The Chief Justice will swear in all of us senators.
GOP leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate will then formally notify the White House about just the third presidential impeachment trial in American history.
And summon the president to answer the articles and send his counsel.
With opening arguments to start Tuesday. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Meanwhile, Ukraine's Interior Ministry has opened two criminal investigations into possible surveillance of former U.S. Ambassador to Kyiv, Marie Yovanovitch. The news comes as Lev Parmas, an associate of President Trump's personal lawyer, says the president was aware of a campaign to pressure the Ukrainian government to carry out investigations that would help Mr. Trump politically. The Chinese government is applauding an interim trade agreement with the United States, but it cautions the two countries must still address key issues of mutual concern. U.S. President Donald Trump and Chinese Vice Premier Liu He signed the deal Wednesday to resolve what had been an escalating 18-month trade dispute between the world's largest economies. French President Emmanuel Macron will attend a summit on Sunday in Berlin to address the Libyan conflict. German Chancellor Angela Merkel will also host senior officials of Turkey, Russia, the United States, Britain, China, and Italy at the summit. This follows a meeting in Moscow on Monday where Libya's warring parties failed to sign a ceasefire. For more on any of today's top news, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russian lawmakers have given their approval Thursday to President Vladimir Putin's choice of Mikhail Mishutin as the country's new prime minister. Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports.
Russia has chosen a new prime minister after President Vladimir Putin proposed a wave of constitutional changes that could extend his grip on power after leaving the presidency. Former Premier Dmitry Medvedev and his cabinet stepped down on Wednesday, making way for Mikhail Mishustin, the 53-year-old head of the tax service. He will inevitably be viewed as a possible successor to a shrunken presidency, as will members of his cabinet, many of whom are expected to be new to government. And essentially, that would give Putin the options of taking on an enhanced role as prime minister after 2024, when he's obliged to leave the presidency, pursuing a new role as head of the state council, or even becoming speaker of a new supercharged parliament.
That is Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. Following the decision to abandon its commitments under the 2015 Iran nuclear deal, Iran's president Hassan Rouhani says there are now no limits to the country's enrichment of uranium. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
Rouhani, in a speech before heads of banks, said the nuclear program is in a better situation than it was before the nuclear arrangement with world powers. President Donald Trump withdrew from the nuclear agreement in May 2018, in part because it did not address Iran's support for armed groups across the region and its ballistic missile program. Iran continued to abide by the agreement until last summer, when it breached some limits, citing a lack of promised economic benefits. After the January 3rd airstrike that killed General Qasem Soleimani, the architect of Iran's regional military operations, it said it would abandon all restrictions in the nuclear deal. I'm Karen Chamas.
Japan has confirmed its first case of a strain of coronavirus that has killed one man and sickened 41 others in China since last month. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy has more.
Japan has confirmed a patient there tested positive for the new China coronavirus. Its health ministry said the man in his 30s had recently traveled to the Chinese city that's thought to be the epicenter of the outbreak. So far, one person has died from the strain. The World Health Organization has said it could spread and has warned hospitals worldwide.
That is Reuters' Michelle Hennessy. Pakistan says the Taliban is ready to reduce violence in Afghanistan, calling it a major breakthrough toward reaching a long-awaited peace deal the insurgent group has been negotiating with the United States. The foreign minister, who is currently visiting Washington, will be meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien. The volcano near the Philippines' capital, Manila, is continuing to spew out plumes of smoke and ash. A UN spokesperson says nearly 40,000 people have been relocated so far to over 200 evacuation centers. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.